I made that.
You made that, sir?
In the sixth or seventh grade in school.
That's interesting. Where'd you make it from?
Just in the vocational class up there, manual training class. Made it out of pine. It's pine.
It looks like a fence, sort of.
Hmm?
It looks like a fence. It's like a...
Well, it's just a weed basket, so.
Yes.
And I also built a doghouse in the seventh grade, big doghouse. And they suddenly, so either somebody suggested it or I thought about it, I don't know which, but this is a doghouse that stands about that high, and it must, the eaves must be that wide.
About 3.5 feet.
Something like that. And I started putting the rafters on that thing. I said, hell, I better measure that doorway. And I had to take them all and get to move the thing out in the hallway and finish it in the hallway. It had double doors so we could load it. And I'm still using it, still out the right.
All this time, that's a lot.
Oh, it, every once in a while we put a new roof on it or paint it a little or something, but basically the old house is still there. It has a little loft in the top where you can, with little screen doors, and you can put food in there, medicines, anything.
Still using it.
Actually, it's not in use at the moment, but
he
put it under the shed because I didn't use it. I live pretty close to the concrete road, and other people can have dogs, and they don't get on out on the highway and get run over. If I had one running loose, it would get out on the highway right away and get run over.
What kind of roads do you have around here? You say you live close to the concrete road.
I started out, I bought it. My ranch is about 1,550 acres now, out where I live, and started out with 88 acres, I believe it was. And it faced on an old road, fronted on an old dirt road, the regular county road. And they put the concrete road, Highway 75, through there, they cut a little strip off of one of the last tracks I bought putting this ranch together. And then they came up to about a 500 acre track of land and cut it diagonally. Practically diagonally, from one corner to the other. No, it wasn't quite that much, because they cut off a small piece next to me. And the Kearses owned the land back of the little strip I got a hold of. And I had the frontage in front of them, and they had the frontage in front of me. Well, they wouldn't trade for God knows how long, over 30 years. Finally, had an offer to buy this place, and they didn't tell me, of course, but I knew what it was. The man said, I won't buy it unless you get that frontage. So they traded with me. It took over 30 years to get it. So I got I dedicated a road to the county, coming straight into the ranch. And